This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty to Russia that is otherwise set to expire in February. President Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions, the press secretary told reporters. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell seeks to push the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump to February. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement to the execution of his call to action and the violence that was used.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
In coronavirus news, Germany's coronavirus infection numbers are encouraging but remain too high, Health Minister Jens Spahn said Friday, dampening expectations that restrictions to curb the spread of the virus could be lifted. Spahn told a news conference that new, more transmissible strains of the virus made it imperative to reduce case numbers further. He said, quote, "We don't want to be accused of having relaxed too soon," end quote. Germany has been in lockdown since early November. This is VOA News. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach and local organizers are pushing back against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be canceled. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Now set to open July 23, the Tokyo Games were put off 10 months ago and now appears under threat again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, has printed the Games will have to be cancelled. In a statement, the local organising committee, not addressing directly the Times story, says the Olympics are going forward and has the support of Japan's Prime Minister. While on Thursday, Bach said, "We have at this moment no reason whatsoever to believe the Games in Tokyo will not open on the 23rd of July." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two new films about Wuhan have been released on the eve of the anniversary of the 76-day lockdown in the central Chinese city where the coronavirus was first detected. How they were released and who their audiences are stand in stark contrast. The first, a state-backed film praising Wuhan's sacrifices, is being screened throughout China, targeting audiences that firmly back the Communist Party's response to the outbreak. The second, a somber documentary about the pandemic from artist and political activist Ai Weiwei, has been forced to seek viewers online, a testimony to the party's influence over the global film industry. Google said Friday it would block its search engine in Australia if the government proceeds with a new code that would force it and Facebook to pay media companies for the right to use their content. Google's threat escalates a battle with publishers such as News Corp that is being closely watched around the world. The search giant had warned that its 19 million Australian users would face degraded search and YouTube experiences if the new code were enforced. Australia is on course to pass laws that would make tech giants negotiate payments with local publishers and broadcasters for content included in search results or news feeds. If they cannot strike a deal, a government-appointed arbitrator will decide the price. Google's comments drew a sharp rebuke from Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who said the country makes its rules for, quote, "things you can do in Australia," end quote. Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane has tested positive for COVID-19, the Spanish club announced Friday. Zidane has already had to self-isolate this month after coming into contact with a person infected with the virus. He tested negative at the time and was able to oversee the team. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.